It's difficult to explain this moment, you know. Since young, I bring with this and we take this trophy with me, you know. And now I'm done, you know. I did my dream.
It's not the fire of an Argentinian there, but it's certainly the sense of victory from Juan Martín del Potro, who beat Roger Federer in an amazing upset last night at the U.S. Open. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is here in the studio. You picked Federer yesterday, dude.
I think everyone in the world picked Federer, especially because he had won 5 in a row previous, and he had won some like 21 straight Grand Slam matches. He was on a roll, a serious roll, and I guess he ran into the 6'6", 20-year-old Juan Martín del Potro, and it was his first time in a Grand Slam final and his first time winning.
And he had dispatched previously in the semis Rafael Nadal in straight sets. This is, I believe, the first time a number 6 dispatched a 2 and a 1 in the world to make it to a Grand Slam championship.
He shrugged off. He kind of got rid of those nerves, and he came into this match really nervous. And the first set he dropped to Federer, and it looked like he wasn't going to have a great match. But sometimes when you're the most nervous, that means you're the most ready.
That was certainly evidenced in the end, where he really crushed Federer in that last tiebreaker. It was sad to watch Federer go down, but it was so exciting to see this new player emerge, Del Potro. So the Monday Night Football game last night was a test of Brady and Terrell Owens. The Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots played last night. What do we know?
Well, it was an amazing game. I think we had two games last night, and the NFL took advantage of two markets. We had the San Diego Chargers and Oakland Raiders on the West Coast, and the Patriots and the Bills on the East Coast. Both games came down to the last couple minutes of the game. Both games were thrilling, and both games showcased two divisional rivalries from the old AFL playing in their old throwback uniforms. So it was a great night of football, and if you watched it, you saw some late-night heroics from Tom Brady.
Brady brought it in the fourth quarter, but the fact that the Bills were so close, does that bode ill for the New England Patriots?
I think what it says is that the Patriots aren't as good as we think they are, and it says the Bills aren't as bad as we think that they are. And probably the same thing for the Chargers. The Chargers are better, not as good, and same thing with the Raiders. The Raiders played some great football last night.
Injury report, Ibrahim. Brian Urlacher of the Bears out for the year. That's a huge defensive loss. And Paulo Mala of the Steelers, what about that?
Well, Polamalu probably will be back in 6 weeks, so his injury is not as serious for the Steelers, and they have a very good organization. They can patch that up. The Bears, on the other hand, have a lot of other issues on the quarterback side, and defensively now you lose the quarterback of the defense. That really messes up the situation. They're going to be looking for linebackers around the league.
So we talked about outbursts yesterday, particularly Serena Williams at the U.S. Open, and we were both talking about the potential racial implications of her getting called for that and losing the match at the U.S. Open. You raised the racial issue, and our listeners came back with like a zillion emails. Here's one. Even if the judge was incorrect, that doesn't give Ms. Williams the right to get a free pass for her tirade. The lessons I teach my children is to work through such situations. There are no factors that excuse such behavior. You weren't excusing Serena yesterday, were you?
Not in a million years. I think she was 100% in the wrong, and I think what was appropriate was that they fined her $10,500 for that outburst. I do think it was inappropriate for a judge to call a foul on a match point play.
And face it, we felt her pain losing the U.S. Open, regardless of how out of control she was.
And I think it also takes away from Kim Clijsters' amazing victory and her whole comeback story, which really was the story of the tournament.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our sports contributor, thanks so much.
Good morning.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.